I think maybe if we listened, we sort of established the fact that our problem actually is a living problem. And we have to have a living answer. And it's my opinion that there isn't a living answer for the non-alcoholic or the alcoholic alike that does not include a personally satisfactory, conscious partnership with the living God that made us in the entire business of living. In the entire business of living. I don't think there is an answer that doesn't include that for all people. Because if there's one thing that living with people like you for 29 years has done for me, it has convinced me beyond any shadow of a doubt that all of us are God's kids. If one of us is God's kid, all of us are. And if one of us isn't, none of us are. Now, this is whether we believe it or not, whether we like it or not, even if we deny it, we cannot change the reality of our own being. We're God's kids, all of us. And walking alone is not normal, is not natural. Most of us have walked alone for most of our lives. I walked alone for 43 years. Wanting so badly to be a part of and always a part from. That is not normal. To be away from the Father's house is not normal. It's just as natural as breathing to come home to the living God that made us. That's the normal state. Being away from home is not normal. So, our problem is conscious separation and our answer is conscious unity. Now, I'm accused at some times of being a water walker. Some people think I'm overboard on the spiritual, so-called. I am not. I just happen to know that there isn't anything else but spiritual. That's all there is. Ain't no more. So I'm naturally a little bit prone to that direction. But I have never heard a speaker, including myself, from the podium of Alcoholics Anonymous, that so strongly affirmed that as this book right here. For instance, here's a line in the second chapter. It's called, There is a Solution. And here's what it says. Each individual in the personal stories, that's the stories back in the book, each individual in the personal stories describes in his own language and from his own point of view the way he established his relationship with God. That's what it says right here, second chapter. The way he established his relationship with God. And so, this is the answer. Conscious separation is the problem. Conscious unity is the answer. Now, I've got a little thing here. Doc tried to mess it up, but I erased all of his stuff so we wouldn't get... Now, I don't know whether that thing will work with me over there or not. Maybe I'd better stay over here. This is something that will sort of show what I was talking about last night. That circle there, in my thinking, would be all there is. There ain't no more. That's it. Those three words, life, good, God, insofar as I'm concerned, are synonymous. They all mean the same thing. So that's it. That's all there is, ain't no more. Here's the feeling of conscious separation from. And as we said last night, that's human ego. That's the only roadblock between you and me and God. And here am I, out in left field, all by myself. I spent 43 years out there. Now that's very real as an experience. But it is not reality. It is not reality. Now, we said last night that this thing here could not be satisfied.
So in surrender.
That goes to the boards, temporarily. Unfortunately, but I believe fortunately, it don't remain gone. We'll have to surrender forever. As far as I'm concerned, there'll never be a time when we won't have to continuously surrender.
But when this is not there, this happens. You wake up right in there.
You don't get in there, you wake up in there. Because you can't get out of there in reality. There is no life apart from. There is experience apart from, but no life apart from. There's only life a part of. A part of. In him we live and move and have our being. Now that's the truth of life. The carpenter said it like this, who by taking thought can add one cubit to his stature? Which means, I believe, you can't change the reality of your own being. You can only change your experience in reality. This was very real for 43 years. But it was not reality.
And this is what happened to me in bed in January 1946. But I didn't know it.
I had to discover it as time went on. Now, the first time I talked with my wife, she knew that something had happened. I didn't know it. She did. Because I called her in and I says, honey, you know, she was divorced from me. I said, it's no longer of any importance to me whether or not I live under this roof. It is of absolutely no importance to me at all. I'll never ask a thing of you as long as we live, but one. If I can ever add anything to your life, let me give it to you. And we closed the book. And it's never been reopened. She knew something had happened. I didn't. I called the kids in and I said, boys, there's no father in the household any longer. You don't need to love me. You don't need to obey me. I'll never ask a thing of you as long as you live but one. If I ever have anything, be it money, counsel, or blood, that'll add to your life, let me give it to you. And we closed the book. And it's never been reopened. They were too young to know that something had happened. I went to the office before I ever got into an AA meeting. Because the man had done something very nice for me on the Friday before Christmas, 1945. He'd called me in and told me, instead of shooting me, he says, you've had a lot of trouble this year. Didn't mention booze. But he knew that I knew what he meant when he said trouble. And he says, being a non-alcoholic, he says, I think I know what's the matter with you. You're under too much pressure. And I'm going to take a little pressure off of you. So instead of shooting me, as he had every right to do, he gave me $3,000 for a Christmas present. The Friday before Christmas, 1945. If any of you have ever drunk any booze, you know that there's one thing that's worse for an alky than bad fortune, and that's good fortune. So I got drunk on the way home. And I never showed up till the last of January. And he'd missed me. He'd sent word to the house that if I ever step foot in the plant again, he was going to throw me through the window. And the window to which he referred don't open.